In school, they teach us what to think, but they don't really teach us how to think. We were taught math and geography and history, but what about values? What about emotions? And what about self-worth? I wanted to create this podcast to help normalize some of the emotions we experience day to day, help normalize the human experience, help those that might feel different a little less alone, and share a new perspective on life that helped drag me out of the dark in hopes that it might shine a light on some of yours. There's no greater freedom than owning your own thoughts, emotions, and behaviors, and that is what I hope for all of you, your own personal freedom. So, to the underdogs and anyone who ever felt alone in this world, I dedicate this podcast to you. This is the shit they should have taught us in school. Hello, hello. My name is Trina, and today we are going to be talking about overwhelm. I think overwhelm is one of those things that can easily creep up on you without you noticing. It's not something that you can stop or avoid, and that's why we want to get excited about it. Overwhelm is the feeling you experience when you take on too much. But it's something that you can strategize. You just have to learn to take notice of it more. It's like when you start a diet. You know what you should do to hit your goals, right? You know what foods you should eat. You know what foods you shouldn't eat. You know that you should exercise. But then all of a sudden, there it is. Convenience, temptation, wrapped in grease and cheese. It's the same thing for overwhelm. You know what kind of workload you can handle. You know how many emails go into your inbox before you can start feeling overwhelmed, or how many to-dos you have on your to-do list. Yet lo and behold, the convenience or promise of something shiny jumps in front of you and you've signed yourself up for another free offer or another to-do. Why? Because you aren't focused on the goal. In this episode, I'm not really going to be sharing strategies per se on how to overcome overwhelm, but I guess that's what it could be called. But what I really want to do is open your mind on how to look at overwhelm differently so that you can move through it easier. My friend asked me to do this episode on overwhelm, which I was so grateful for because even coming up with these episode topics, they can feel stressful. So it was really nice to have that lifted off my plate. But I went to sit down and write about it, and immediately I could feel myself get overwhelmed. Fun, right? I actually ended up with writer's block last week because I just had too much going on. I was worried about the course I was creating, I'm traveling to Ontario, I have my clients, and then the cherry on top of my overwhelming cake was creating a podcast episode on overwhelm itself. It was like an unintentional field study case I was undergoing. All I could do was laugh. But on the plus side, overwhelm doesn't immobilize me like it used to. I've had practice. I used to be overwhelmed with everything. And when I say everything, I mean everything. Making a decision at a restaurant was overwhelming. The emails in my inbox were overwhelming. My to-do list was overwhelming, and everything inside my head was overwhelming. It was like I had too much going on in my head, in my inbox, in my menus, the to-do list, and it would paralyze me. Now, hopefully for those of you listening, your overwhelm isn't as severe as mine once was, but just know I understand overwhelm to a large degree. So one defining statement I want to make is that overwhelm is a symptom. Not a problem. I like to think of overwhelm as a signal in the body, a warning sign. The problem that many of us face is that when we start to feel that warning sign, we panic. And when we panic, we're not very resourceful. But the thing is that you can be overwhelmed with good things too. You can be overwhelmed with love. You can be overwhelmed with excitement. You can be overwhelmed with joy. People don't complain about those things now, do they? Maybe you were overwhelmed with excitement because you just went to a seminar that was absolutely life-changing. Maybe you were overwhelmed with love because you just got married to the love of your life. Or maybe You're overwhelmed with joy because you finally finished the podcast episode that has been driving you insane. You have the symptom and you have the quote unquote problem. But we wouldn't call those problems, would we?
It's the same thing when we're feeling overwhelmed with work or our relationships. The only difference is we don't want that type of overwhelm. We only want the good stuff.
All emotions are reactions and signals. And a way of thinking that has helped me is that no emotion is bad.
Every emotion has a purpose.
When you experience overwhelm, get excited. Get curious. That is going to help you further than feeling frustrated or angry or anxious. So if overwhelm is a symptom, that means we need to define the problem, right? Overwhelm is defined as being buried or drowned under a large mass. So what is overwhelming you? If you feel overwhelmed in your work, what is feeling heavy that is making you feel like you're drowning? Maybe it's the client calls, maybe it's your boss, whatever it is, pinpoint it. A lot of the time, what we do is we generalize. We generalize ideas, we generalize the world and what's happening. So when we feel overwhelmed, we just think it's this whole entire category where we feel overwhelmed. My work is overwhelming, my relationship is overwhelming, my friendship with this person is overwhelming, this conversation is overwhelming. But what about this conversation is overwhelming? What about your job is overwhelming? Get specific. You aren't overwhelmed by the countless emails in your inbox. You're overwhelmed by what that means to you. You aren't overwhelmed by your numerous to-dos. You're overwhelmed by the meaning you've placed behind you not completing them. You aren't overwhelmed by too much work. You're overwhelmed because you haven't given yourself the care that you need. When you experience overwhelm, it is time to get excited. That is a signal. It is a symptom. It is your body's way of telling you, hey, something is going on here. Get excited. Get curious. It's your chance to discover what's really going on. When you have a chance to solve a problem instead of a symptom, that's when real change happens.
Overwhelm is an opportunity for you, so take advantage of it.
Now that you get to define the problem, you're going to need to build a strategy. And just a word of advice, sometimes it takes some trial and error before you can define the problem. This podcast episode really took me for a loop. I continuously was trying to define the problem, and I was excited that once I found it, I could share it, but I was stuck. My lack of focus, which is a big thing for me, was a problem. I thought it was the problem. I had so many options sitting in front of me, and I just kept trying and trying to write. And I just kept getting more and more overwhelmed by this task. I thought about all the different ways you could be overwhelmed, which there are a lot. And then I thought about all the strategies that came with each specific way that you could be overwhelmed. When I didn't make my last week's deadline, I went to my audience and I started asking them what they found overwhelming. Have you ever done that? Have you ever felt overwhelmed and decided that the best thing to do to help you is to get more information? Word of advice, not the best strategy. My problem was that I had too many options. Or that's what I thought my problem was. And then I realized that it wasn't having too many options, because the way that you solve that problem is you pick one and you give it a try. You make a decision. My problem was that I believed that there was a right option. But that is the thing, and that is why you need to get excited, because once I knew what my problem was, I knew how to solve it. I don't believe in perfection. Perfection cock-blocks creativity. I wrote a blog post about it. I just had to pick a direction and roll with it. And that's what I did. That's what I'm doing right now. My strategy for overwhelm is simple. And the first thing that you need to do is you need to get excited. When you feel overwhelmed, get excited. It is the most important part of this entire process. Because when you get excited, you're actually opening up different pathways in your brain than if you're feeling frustrated or overwhelmed or stressed. When you feel your body getting overwhelmed, it is your chance to discover what the real problem is. So get excited about it. Then define the problem. Another thing that you have to define is the goal. My goal for this podcast episode wasn't just to give you strategies to deal with overwhelm because everybody's case is different. It was to have you think and feel of overwhelm in a different way. And I want you to start thinking of things differently because when you start to think of things differently, you start to see the world differently. And that's where the real magic happens. So you're going to define the problem, define the goal, but only after you've gotten excited because you're overwhelmed. And then you're going to create the strategy. How do you go from point A, your problem, to point B, the goal? And by the way, this is the same sort of strategy. It's filling in the gap, right? This is the same sort of strategy that people use with building businesses, with creating budgets. We're just looking at it from a different point of view. If you're feeling overwhelmed from having too many emails in your inbox, what meaning are you attached to it? Define the problem. Then, what is your goal? Do you want to have a zero inbox count? Do you want to be excited to answer your emails? What do you want? And it's funny because this seems to be the hardest part for people to decide because we don't know what we want or we're afraid to ask for it. And then, how do you get from point A to point B? Maybe that's 5 minutes every day unsubscribing to the useless emails that you've subscribed to in the past. Maybe it's deciding that your email is only going to be used for business and make a promise that you're not going to buy now or, you know, opt in for free stuff that doesn't fulfill that need. And then you get to test it out. You get to test out if it works. Like I said, I thought my problem was that I had too many options. So what did I do? I picked one. But that wasn't the problem. After you've tested it out, you get to decide if it's the strategy for you or if you need to work on something else. I want to invite you into this world where you don't have to be controlled by your emotions, where everything you think and feel is a choice. You get to decide how you show up in this world and ultimately who you are. And that is the greatest freedom that we can ask for. This work has changed my life and I am going to try and share it with you as sensically as possible. If you have any questions, please reach out. And until next time, this is Trina Parnell saying, love fiercely, laugh often, and live without limits. Thank you for tuning in. If you like this episode, please go ahead, like it, share it, subscribe. I'd love to have you along for the journey. Again, a big thank you to Danielle Polari for her beautiful music that I've used here on the show, Katie Larrabee for your wonderful artwork, and everybody for just sticking around. If you're interested in working together, you can check me out at www.theumbrellastudio.com and we can book a call and connect.